IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program of Viewpoint, and I'm Beta, the host of today's episode. And we have two dear speaker guests here with me, Brother Ali and Brother Muhammad. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So in this episode of today, we're going to discuss one of the most controversial issues of Islamic world about Palestinian issue. So as you know, Palestine is one of the most valuable lands and regions in Islam thoughts and also other religions. So in this episode, based on the leadership statements, we're going to discuss this issue.
She's standing on the rubble of her home. She cries out for her parents.
And everywhere in this world, the people, the youth people, are the next generation of leaders and the next decision makers. And particularly because we are Palestinian, and you know, we have been living under the Israeli occupation for more than 60 years. We have a more pardon in order to lead our nation and to fight for our rights, and also to try to develop the situation that the Palestinian people live in Palestine, in Jordan, in Syria, in Lebanon, which unfortunately is going from worse to worse each day.
The right of return is still the major cornerstone of the Palestinian issue. And as the Palestinians would say, though they don't live in Palestine, Palestine lives in their heart. So for all Palestinians, this is core to the whole issue. A lot of Palestinians do not benefit from the very thing which every other society, every other culture, every other civilization is able to benefit from, which is to pass on the progress and the fruits to their next generation. Palestinians, because of the fact that they are under occupation, because they are living as refugees, they are not able to prosper economically, they are not able to develop as a country, as a state, and as a culture and a civilization.
So in this episode, we're going to discuss more about the Palestinian issues and why actually the purpose of supporting this group and so on. And at this moment, also we have some reference to the leadership statements and so on. As you know, right now we have a special budget for Palestinian people. And my main question is that, first of all, why are we supporting them? What is our purpose? What is our main purpose to support these people who are a stranger?
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see, when we come up with budgets, one of the areas that we normally consider is security. And as we mentioned previously as well, security is the first step a person looks for when it comes to his, you know, life. The reason why we build houses, we make sure that the houses are secure enough. And you look into a more wider area, the neighborhood is secure. And then you look into the city is secure, the country is secure. And then we look at the region. Once one country neighboring us is having insecurities and issues, then definitely we are somehow, one way or the other, affected. Human beings are all connected to each other. So when we see, like for example, the latest Daesh sedition in both Iraq and Syria neighboring us, you know, just, you know, around the block, we realize that there is a center point for all of these insecurity. So a part of this budget that we set aside at the beginning of the fiscal year is for the security of the country itself. God forbid one day this Daesh, because if you look at the statements of Daesh themselves, it's so funny that they were claiming we will conquer Tehran very soon.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. But then when they were asked about Palestine, we don't have any issues with Israel. Their official statements, not like, you know, unofficial statement or whatever we analyze. Their official statement is, we don't have any problem with Israel. But they have problem with Tehran. They have problem with Iran. So removing that center point of insecurity should be allocated in the budget. And taxpayers are obliged to set aside their money for this, isn't mm-hmm. it? The same way you put money for, you know, set aside money for the security of your neighborhood, for yourself, for your city, for your country, then the security of the entire region is more important than that. Considering further than this, it's not only Iran who is faced by such insecurities. Look at Syria, look at Iraq, the closest. You look at Jordan and you look at Egypt and you look at all of these, the Saudi Arabia, you look at Yemen, all the chaos that we're seeing, they come from one center point. So all, not only Iran, but we are claiming that all other countries must set aside a budget for their own security, not for, you know, someone else, their own security. Now, this is looking at this from a perspective, from a nationalistic perspective. Let me look at it. Let's look at it from a more humanitarian perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we give charity? So the person who's receiving charity, he's a poor person, he'll be able to uplift himself one way or the other. Why do we sponsor so many people for education? Likewise, it's our humanitarian responsibility to sponsor the security of others in trouble. The same way we are enjoying security in our country, we should also be thinking about those who are not enjoying security because of whatever reason it is. We should sponsor them so that they'll be able to secure themselves and arm themselves against all the insecurities, whether it be neighborhood, whether it be personal, or whether it be, like in the case of Palestine, the security considering the entire country itself.
Thank you for your elaboration. So,
yeah.
Brother Ali, do you have anything to add to this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. First, we have to make it clear if we have any religious or, let's say, Islamic proof to support them or not. Yes, easily. I can, inshallah, refer to the core of your question, inshallah, later on. Definitely, yes. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضَعْفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَل لَّنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَل لَّنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ نَصِيرًا. Just let me refer to the translation of this verse of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why shouldn't you not fight in the way of Allah and the oppressed, and the oppressed men, women, and children who say, oh Lord, bring us out of this town whose people are oppressors, and appoint for us a guardian from yourself, and appoint for us a helper from yourself. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said clearly in Al-Quran. Again, we have it from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that man sama rajulan yunadi ya lil muslimin falam yajibhu falaysa bi muslim. If everyone hears someone's cry for help and does not support him, he's not known as Muslim. So this is the religious proof that we have. But are we allowed to dedicate a budget for that? Definitely, we are, based on this duty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prophet put on our shoulder, we are allowed to dedicate a budget for that. But as we actually explained it in our previous sessions, at least in our countries like this, we are not dedicating a certain budget from, let's say, the budget that goes, for example, for different areas of people's life, like that of, let's say, welfare, that of hygiene, and that of the other.
Everything is in its own place.
Yeah, everything is in its own place. But the only budget that goes to help the Palestinians and every oppressed in the world, it's through the defense budget that actually has a place in every country's budget that we have it also, like
America.
And our budget, let me, for your information, our budget in comparison to the budget of other countries in the region and even in the whole world is not a number at all. I mean, in case we are going to compare it to the defense budget of US or, let's say, European countries, it's almost nothing. But if we want to compare it even to the countries in our region, it's almost 1/10 or 1/20 of the budget of the countries in our region.
Yeah.
So that part, which is related to the security of the Islamic Ummah, the security of our country, so it goes to help the Palestinians.
Yeah. So up to her, I got to know that, okay, because we have some special duties in Islam, and also we have some humanitarian kinds of actions in ourselves. We do support these Palestinian people.
Mm-hmm.
But the main question which appears here is that if these Palestinian people were not Muslim,
mm-hmm.
if, I don't know, they weren't anti-American, they weren't Muslim, would we still support them in this way? Would we still divide a kind of special budget for them or not?
You mean if they were not Muslims?
Yeah.
In a statement by Imam Ali alayhi salam, it is reported that he has said, كُنُوا لِلظَّالِمِ خَصْمًا وَلِلْمَظْلُمِ عَوْنًا. It says that you have to be the enemy of oppressor and the helper of the oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
So here Imam Ali Islam does not specify if he's a Muslim or he's not a non-Muslim. So it's our duty to help every human being who is under oppression everywhere. We have seen the cases. For example, in some countries that they were not Muslims, we even tried to speak out about the rights of the non-Muslims, which was violated in some countries. Like, let's say some, I don't want to mention the African countries. Yeah? In Kenya, or even apartheid.
Yeah.
There were some countries that non-Muslims were under pressure. So we have seen the instances that Islamic Republic had taken in that regard. But when it comes to the Islamic Ummah and the unification of the Islamic Ummah, again, our duty is just to help our brothers and sisters in Islam as well. But we see, I mean, this plan that has been, or this scheme that has been planned out for Islamic Ummah is more dangerous than what we see in, for example, the oppressions that are happening in other areas. This is what we have understood it yet.
Yeah.
So we see that this, I mean, by, for example, an oppression, let's say, in that part of the world, at least, let's say, at most, let's say 1,000, 2,000 of people are under pressure. But here we see that millions of people are under oppression. You see, when you see in the last 10 years, almost 10 countries, were ruined.
Yeah.
Due to the security of this country. So does our intellect tell us that there is something here important that we have to, to decide between the important and the most important? You see, look at Afghanistan, look at Iraq, look at Yemen, look at Libya, look at all Muslim countries. I mean, look at Pakistan, look at the pressure that they are putting on Iran. What is it for? It's quite clear that in the negotiations that were among Iranian team and Europeans and 5+1, one of the key points that they were mentioning was that in case you solve out your problems with Palestine and with Israel, everything will be in its own place. So everything will go back to its right. Okay, you may tell me, okay, let's solve it out. Let's finish our problems with them and recognize Israel. But do you think this is the last point that they are going to satisfy with?
At all. No.
Probably the first one, yeah?
The first one. Then they will come to our missiles. Then they will come to our drones. Then they will come. I mean, they want to take everything from us because mm-hmm. they want themselves to take their own hegemony in this region.
Yeah. Coming back to the question.
There is no end to their desires and to quench their desires.
Exactly. That's very clear. Coming back to the point that you mentioned, if they weren't Muslims, would we still support them? You see, first of all, our religion, we need to perceive Islam the way it should be perceived.
Mm-hmm.
The core of Islam is not necessarily a follower of Muhammad. Unfortunately, we put Islam in the same level as Christianity and Judaism. Christianity means Christ, the follower of Christ.
Yeah.
Judaism is even worse. It's a very specific race of people who follow Moses, right? But Islam is taslim, meaning to God. So when we consider this scope of Islam, we will be able to perceive things better from an Islamic point of view. Islam, that's why the Islamic teachings, when Imam Ali writes to Malik Ashtar when he was sending him for the government, he says, the people that you're governing, either your brothers in your faith, Muslims,
mm-hmm.
or their brothers in humanity, right? All of them are to be catered for under the Islamic government. Likewise, in the Islamic government itself, when Imam Ali was ruling, he said once that if a Muslim was to hear that a Jewish lady was oppressed somewhere in the world, just by hearing this news, a Muslim dies out of the grief from this news, it's worth it.
Yeah.
This is what Islam teaches us. So even if there are Jews in the world being oppressed, we stand firmly against that oppression. That's what Islam teaches us. And even if there are Muslims oppressing non-Muslims, we stand against that oppression. It's not about Islam and non-Muslim. It's about what Islam teaches us. Islam teaches us that stand against, if that person is a Muslim who's oppressing, then definitely he's not following Islam. So we stand against oppression wherever we see it. Then of course we have priorities like we mentioned. Why we put the issue of Palestine over the other oppressions, over the other oppressions that happen in the world, it's because the cancerous movement of Israel. in the region.
So it was all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you, dear brothers and dear listeners, for being here with us. And I bid you farewell and leave you in the warm embrace of Allah. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Father, to wipe away my tears, that's why I will cry. I feel scared, but I won't show my fears. I keep my head high, deep in my heart, I never have any doubt about Palestine.